Hello.
Hey, Lee, this is Dan Nelson, Local Splash, Google Guarantee Department. So I just replied to your email, but I thought I should call just to clarify. So for commercial painting, right, it would fall under the same category, like for handyman vertical, but we turn on the subcategory for painting. But we can't toggle it, and this works for every vertical on Google Guaranteed. We can't like toggle it where it's only commercial work. Like you would get.
Oh no, I don't. You know? Yeah, I don't want only commercial work. I just want to add that to it.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. So yeah, it would be in the same vertical then. Correct.
Okay. And can you email me the application?
Yeah. So what happens is after the application fee is taken care of, you're going to be automatically triggered the application, which is submitted directly to Google via email and via text message as well.
Okay, well, can you send me what I need to fill out for the application?
Yeah. So give me 1 second.
Do I need to pay for the application fee before I can get the application?
Correct. It's a one-page application. It's really simple to fill out, you know. Yes, once you pay the $250, the application is automatically sent to you via email and via text.
Okay. Well, I better do that. Are y'all around tomorrow or?
No, we're here Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have time to do the application today. I just wanted to look at it and see what all was needed from me.
Yeah. So the onboarding appointment is always scheduled. We do 24 hours, right? So in your case, it would be either Monday or anytime next week with like your actual lead technician. But what I'd recommend is you get that application sent to you today. That way you're able to fill it out over the weekend.
Okay. If it's just one page, then it shouldn't take 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. It takes like 10. Some clients take a little bit longer depending off the insurance information. So what you need for the insurance document, it's called an Accord document. All insurance companies provide it. So if you don't have it, you just need to call them for them to send that over to you.
Oh, another question is, can you check to see when my monthly renews or if it just renewed?
It renews in 3 days on October 30th.
Okay, well, let's pause it and go ahead and just send me the application.
Okay.
And just charge me the application fee.
All right, so give me one quick second here. You still have my direct line and extension, right? That I sent you? I'm gonna resend it. Yeah.
999-8588, is not it?
No, it's 877-635-6225, extension 711. So what I want you to do when you get a chance, save that in your phone because I'm super active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So anytime you have questions, you could just reach me directly. I just texted it over to you again.
Let me see if I have it.
Okay. I just texted it if you don't.
What's your last name?
Nelson. NELSON.
And it's, what is it, 877?
635.
635. 6225.
Extension 711.
Hold on. 877. Do it to me again.
877-635. 6225.
And let me put the extension by your name, extension
711.
Seven.
Yeah, when you call too, you could even say my name and it'll just send you directly to me, or you could say 711. So either way.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, so I'm going to assign a technician to your company and schedule your onboarding appointment. This is just where they want to meet you. They'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned.
And so the minimum budget, how does it work with the minimum budget?
Okay, so the way it works, the minimum budget requirement, I believe, is 400. Let me just double-check that real fast.
So you were telling me that you have guys that pay for 50 leads a month.
Yes.
So is the minimum budget requirement of 400, is that for 13 leads a month?
That's for 13 leads, correct. Yes, sir.
So is there will I always get 13 leads a month?
Yeah, 13 leads. So the minimum budget requirement is easy to hit, right? Like, so the only reason you wouldn't get 13 leads, more than likely, is if you, like, paused your leads after you took on, like, 3 or 4 leads or whatever it is, right? So
okay.
The way it works is it's not always a $400 charge, right? It depends on the amount of leads you took. So if you exhausted your 13 lead budget, which, again, is easy to do at the minimum requirement, the following month you would be charged $400 to replenish your lead budget. Now,
okay. Let's
say you took on one lead and you were like, man, you know, I'm just booked out. You know, you landed like a huge job where you're not able to take on anymore or whatever the case is, right? The next month you're not charged $400. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $30.67.
I got you. So.
Okay.
The other question, so
yeah.
Everybody that calls me, I'm not automatically going to get charged for them.
No. So you only get charged for qualified leads, meaning that if you schedule an estimate, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, Google does also consider that a qualified lead. So those are the only two situations.
What happens if I schedule an appointment and they call me back and cancel?
Unfortunately, you'd still be charged. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. So, and again, I'm going to have that application sent to you here via email and via text message in just 1 second. For the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you, Lee?
Yeah, use that one.
Perfect. So give me 1 second. And just to clarify, so you're going to pause your base program, right?
I do want to pause that.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll message Carmen, too, to do that for me. Just give me one quick sec here. Let me attach Google Guarantee to your account. All right. So in a moment here, you're going to be triggered an email that's going to say your Google Guarantee campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is there's going to be a link for the application. Okay?
Okay.
All right. One sec. Da-da-da-da-da. All
right. Is it going to be like email where I just email everything back to them?
Yeah, it's going to be an email and you click the link and then it's a one-page application. Yeah.
Okay.
We used to have it when we started doing this. It was like 4 pages and then we made it easier where it was just like 1 page, you know? So, all right.
Okay.
One sec. Let me just add LSA. Okay. There we go. It's attached. Let me just refresh here. There we go. All right, so that email is going to be coming through here shortly, and you're going to get a text message. And what I always like to do is the current email thread that me and you have, what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy and paste the application, and I'm going to reply to that email there as well. So you're going to have it in 3 spots. You'll have it via text message, you'll have it in the Google Guarantee campaign has begun, and you'll have it in our current email thread as well.
Okay.
1 sec. Let me just jump over here. Apply. Perfect. Okay. Now, let me just go over a few things on there, too. So, regarding the background check, okay, Google has 2 companies that do the background check. One is Pinkerton, if Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. Okay. If Evident is doing your background check, okay, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you for the onboarding appointment, which we'll schedule in just 1 second here.
I'm going to scan
the back of my license? The front and back. So what will happen, let's say it's Evident that's doing the background check. And we don't, like, we can't pick who it is. It's automatically selected, right? So if it's Evident, they're going to trigger a text to you. You click the text, and what it'll do is it'll pull up, like, your camera where you could take a scan of the front of your driver's license, and then it has you scan the back as well, okay? That's just part of Evident's, like, procedure of how they do it. Pinkerton doesn't require that, though, so I always like to just make you guys aware, you know?
Okay.
And they'll know in your onboarding appointment, too, which background check company is doing it, okay? Now, regarding the licensing, okay, so license is not required for your vertical and area. So when you go into the application, okay, this application is automatically sent to all clients that sign up for Google Guaranteed. So you'll see on there licensing. What you're going to want to do is just put NA for non-applicable, okay?
Okay. Well, my license is required for me.
Really? Okay. If you have a license, submit it. I mean, it's better, like, if you have it handy, right, it's better to have more than less, I guess, but it's not required.
It is required for me, like, 100%. Anything over $7,500, and most painting jobs are beyond that.
Right.
I have to have a license for that. So.
Okay. Just submit it on there then. Yeah. No.
I mean, I guess I could probably get away with it. I'm sure I have in the past, but.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's not smart to do that. You get somebody rats you out, you're going to jail.
No, for sure.
You get prison for like 2 years. I had a buddy of mine's dad. It happened to a buddy of mine's dad.
That's crazy. Just for doing not having the right license, huh? That's crazy.
He was doing a roof like he always did by himself or with his kids. And one of the homeowner's son-in-law or something did that kind of work, and he's like, oh, he wanted the job, so he just ratted him out. It's like, you know, he doesn't have a license. He went and looked him up and said, you're not licensed to do this. And, they were working on the roof. The cops came and said, you need to get off the roof. They handcuffed him, put him in the car, and he was gone 10 years in prison.
Wow. That's insane.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so put your license, you know. I just have to go off of what Google requires. Like, Google Guaranteed is so new that sometimes it doesn't, you know, what's
required. Well, I mean, it's okay if they don't require it.
Right.
I have it to back me up, not to back up Google, you know.
Right, exactly. So you'll be good either way. But if you have it readily available, just attach it in there.
I got another question, though. I don't know if it's required. The business isn't in my name. Is that okay?
Yeah, so are you a...
It's in my wife's name, and I'm the president.
Okay.
I'm listed on there, so...
Okay, so she's kind of like a silent partner, right?
Kind of, but she's solely in her name, basically.
Okay.
But she since she hurt her knee, she went and got a desk job, so.
Okay, and the insurance, is it in her name, too?
It's in the business name.
It's in the business name. Then it'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah, sure. It shouldn't matter. I just wanted to double check. I'm honest, you know, I'm not going to.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that 100%. And we've had, so I have some clients that the reason I asked about the silent partner thing is some clients have like silent owners essentially, right? So what we do, if we don't have to put them on the background because they're not like a face-to-face employee, but you could put her on the background too, you know? So when you go through the application, it'll say how many owners. You could just put one if you just want to run yours, or you could put two, but it'll run the background on both of you guys.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to put me because it's not going to...
Yeah, you'll be golden, for sure.
If she comes to the job with me and talks to the customer, she'll just be my wife at the job with me.
Right. And Google doesn't have like a van driving around checking up on it. So you'll be perfectly fine. You know, you can just put your name. But okay, let's schedule this onboarding appointment. So the way this works, they call from our 877 number, okay? And what will happen is 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well, so you'll know it's coming. And as long as I'm available, I'm going to actually call first and just introduce you to the technician. So
is that going to be today?
No, so they always like to give you time to fill out the application. So what time on Monday would work best for you?
I don't know. I guess in the morning. What time do y'all get to the office?
The earliest they have, I get to the office at 10 a.m., right? But the earliest they have on Monday for appointment times is 10:30. Does that work for you?
So that's 10:30 my time or 10:30 your time?
10:30 Eastern.
Okay, Eastern. So that would be...
I'm sorry. I thought you were Eastern. My bad. It'd be 9:30 Central. I apologize.
y'all are behind me.
We're Pacific time. We're in California, so I get in the office 9 a.m. I always go over your guys' time, you know? So 9 a.m. Central.
9 a.m. would be like 11 my time?
No. I'm sorry. So I get in 7 a.m. our time, which would be 9 a.m. your time. So the first available appointment that day will actually be 9:30 Central.
That'd be 11:30.
No, 9:30 your time.
Oh, 9:30 my time.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that I guess can you do it like 12:30 my time or 12 o'clock my time?
They have a 12 o'clock or a 12:30. Which one works better?
Do it 12 o'clock my time. You're whatever. Yeah.
10 a.m. ours. Yeah, I got you. I always just say your guys' time just to make it easier, you know?
Yeah, that's confusing because I know y'all are over there on the West Coast. So I'm like, you're like 10:30. I'm like, so that's what time my time?
Right, for sure. No, I have the hard one really is I have some clients in Hawaii, right? So they're 3 hours behind us. So when we close, it's 1 p.m. their time, you know? So I always tell them, I'm like, hey, man, we got to set things up early morning for you.
Yeah, that is, you might have to stay late sometimes.
Right, which I'm always willing to do, too, you know? So for sure.
Yeah, you know, you start getting customers in even work time zone. Y'all don't have any customers overseas, huh?
No. We only service the U.S. and Canada as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't have anybody like 12 hours.
They're pretty different in the same time zone, huh?
They are 100%. So their area is kind of different though. So they don't talk about miles. They go over like kilometers.
Yeah.
And it's not states or city. It's like provinces is what they call it. So it's like little differences, you know? But yeah, same time zones for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I got you scheduled for 12 o'clock to 12:30 on Monday. Again, that call will come from our 877 number. The application, when you're filling that out, okay, if you have any questions, right, feel free to contact me, and I'll be here to help you. But it's pretty easy. Once you get on there, it'll be pretty simple to fill out for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to message Carmen to stop your base program so there's no charge of the $299. Just a heads up, they may call you to confirm, right? That change. So if they need to call to confirm, that's going to come from our 877 number today. Okay?
Okay. That'll work.
All right, but I'll make sure to notate it for sure, and I'll make sure you don't get billed that day. Okay?
Okay, that'll work.
All right, any questions for me in the meantime?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, Lee, congratulations. You're going to love this platform, and I will talk to you on Monday. I'll send that over to Carmen right now regarding stopping the base program too, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.